girls. I mean, that was another thing, just seeing how they, you know, they come in sometimes looking very uncomfortable. Like, I mean, literally, sometimes the students were hugging the walls, literally. I can remember that in one of the reading week projects. It might be a bit different. They're all against the wall, like wallflowers or something at a teenage dance or something. And then you just kind of see, I mean, it was just like that, like, you know, how you see in movies that you know, that's shown, you know, like the people hanging against the walls, and then they slowly start to make their way onto the dance floor. That was kind of like what it was. And sometimes I'd have to coach them a bit, but they looked petrified. And then I'd see kind of compassion, you know, they'd hear, not only would they observe, but they'd hear people's stories, because, you know, some of our parents just tell their stories very willingly, tell their stories, and you'd see the student be quite moved, and I think it challenged maybe some of their values and beliefs they may have had about probably any number of things.
Yeah.
Poor people, women who use women, I don't know, all kinds of things. Yeah. I've seen that many times. I think sometimes they'd I don't know, they'd often talk about, like, they seemed surprised that they'd be so accepted and so made to feel comfortable and not seen as, like, maybe like a, almost like a politician or something. That they were accepted so easily. I would see that.